ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
This is the explanation of the last version of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam. We have got so many obligations. As soon as we take birth, human being, not cash and dogs, we are immediately indebted to so many persons. Devarsh bhutat ninam sudrinam. We are indebted to the demigods. The body, the material body which we have got, it is running by the direction of the demigods. There are different demigods controlling different parts of the body. So that means, as soon as we get a body, we become indebted to the demigods. Then, when we are educated, we take knowledge, then we become indebted to the great sages, saintly persons, who have given us all the direction, how to live comfortably, sinlessly. Then, devarsi bhuta, bhuta, ordinary, general, living being. Just as we are taking milk from the cows, service from the bull, from the horse, from the ass, even cats and dogs. So we are also indebted to them. Devarsi bhuta apta, relatives. We get so many help from relatives. Bhuta apta. Devarsi bhuta apta nina, general public. Devasya bhūtātu nāṁ pitrīnāṁ and the forefathers. So, really we are immediately. But if we renounce everything for the sake of Krishna, then we are not really for indulgence. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Devarsi bhutatva ninam pitrina nāyam kim karana rini charajan sarvātmanādi saranam saranam gato makundam parihitta kurtum. So, Krishna also says, or Shastra says, that our only obligation is to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we take to that process, then we are no more obliged to anyone. We are free. That is really freedom. How it is done? That is the Almighty God's power. He can do that. Just like we have our practical experience. If a man is condemned to death, nobody can save him by law. But if the president or the king excuses him, then he is saved. That we have our practical experience. King's mercy or the president's mercy. So, if you actually surrender your everything, your life, prana rathai jiya vacha, we can sacrifice our life, our wealth, prana artha, we can sacrifice the intelligence. Everyone is intelligent. If he sacrifices, this is called yajna. If you sacrifice, you have got some intellect. Everyone is intelligent how to make his self-gratification very nice. Even an ant knows how to gratify his senses. So, you have to sacrifice that. Don't gratify your senses, but try to gratify Krishna's senses. Then you are perfect. That's what to learn from the sadhu, because it is recommended. That saiva sadhu sukrita. As much we are trying to gratify our senses, and we become attached to this material world, prasanga majarang pasam. We are becoming more and more entangled. The same thing, if you do for sadhu or Krishna, sadhu guru Krishna, sadhu shastra guru. So, sadhu is representative of Krishna. Or Krishna directly, sadhu will never say that you serve me. Sadhu will say, serve Krishna. Therefore, we have to approach Krishna through sadhu. Not directly, that is not. That is confirmed by Vaishnava Acharya Narottama. Charya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. You cannot directly approach Krishna. You have to go through the media, the transparent via media of his representative. Therefore, Krishna Mahārāja, eirupe brahmāṇo bhamite kono bhagavān ji guru krishna kripāya pāya bhakti lata bhi. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu says to Rūpa Goswāmī that we are wandering in this way, brahmāṇo, whole universe. There are different types or forms of body, 8,400,000, and there are millions of trillions of planets up and down. Om Bhur Bhuva Sas, Bhulok, Bhuvarlok, Saralok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, then tall, atal, nital, tatal, tatal. There are so many planetary systems. Chatur Bhuvan. This universe is called 14 different planetary systems. And we are wondering in these different planetary systems, if we are fire, then we are promoted to the higher planetary system, Saralok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Brahmalok, Sattalok, Arasamay, Siddhalok. And if we are impasse, then we are downtrodden, we go down more and more. Urdhanga Chanti Sattva. If you are situated in Satogon, then you are promoted to the higher planetary system. Adhogacchanti tamasa. Jagannath Gunavittisya adhogacchanti tamasa. If you are infected with tamogon, then you go down, down, down. Madhye tishtanti rajasa. And if you are infected by the modes of passion, then we keep ourselves in the middle. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma bhavana loka anu punaravartinam. Even if you go to the highest planetary system, it is called Brahma Loka, where the duration of life is very, very long, that is described in Bhagavad Gita, sahasra yuga parjantam arha jad brahma nobil. So, sadhu, we are to take shelter of sadhu. Sadhu, guru, the same thing. Guru means sadhu. A sadhu, one, sadhu means the devotee of the Lord. If one is not sadhu, then he cannot become guru. And sadhu means, this is the description given. What is that? Mai anannena bhavena bhaktin kurvanti jivyam. He's sadhu. Not that anyone with a saffron cloth and having a long beard, that is not sadhu. Sadhu means the devotee of the Lord. That is his first qualification. Krishna says, apite sudurachara vajati imam anannabha, the same thing. As it is Kapilde says, mai anannabhava. Kapildev is also Krishna, incarnation of Krishna. The same thing. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Khan says, Vajati Mam Ananava, Ananna, not being deviated. Mami come, only unto me. This is Ananava. Not that some guy take from here something, take from here something. Whatever is available. Those who are after material confession, they go different demigods. Take something from Shiva, send something from Durga, send something from Kali, send this, that, that. So many, there are different demigods, especially goddess, Durga, Lord Shiva, and Ganesh, and Surya. There, and Vishnu. Vishnu worship is the best. Aradhananam sarvidham. Vishnu aradhanam param. That is to say by Lord Shiva to Goddess Parvati. Parvati asked Lord Shiva, what is the best type of worship? There are so many. It is among the demigods. So, Lord Shiva advised, Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param. My dear Parvati, amongst all kinds of different types of worship, Vishnu worship is the best. And then again he said, Tasmat parataram devi. And there is still better worship. What is that? तस्मात् परतरं देवी तदीयानाम आराधनम. Then Vishnu worship is the best. And more than that, to worship Vishnu. Tadiyanam aras. So, therefore, here also the same thing. Saiva sadhusu krita. Begin. The principal life begins from the association of sadhu. Devote. You cannot progress a pinch only without the mercy of sadhu. Naishang mat, Prahlad Maharaj said like that. Naishang mat istavaduru kramangri prishat tanastu apu vamojadatya mahiyasana padaraju visitam niskinchanana navrnita java. His father, Prahlad Maharaj's father asked, after all his son, then, my dear son, Prahlad, how you become so much advanced in Krishna consciousness? Although you are demon, still you are impurity. So, Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear father, he used to address his father as Asura Varjo, the best of the Asuras. Prasadu man means Asura Varjo, Asura Varjo. Asura means demon and Varjo means best, Varyam. So, because he asked that how you have advanced in Krishna consciousness for life. What is the process? After all, he is a learned scholar. He inquired out of joking or something like that. So, Prahlad Maharaj plainly said, Matim na krishne parato satova. My dear Asura Varjo, father, this Krishna consciousness, no mati. Mati na krishne. One cannot give Krishna consciousness. Mati na krishne. Parato, by the instruction of father or guru. Parato. Sato, by speculating oneself. Mitho bhi padvena, or by assembly conference. For them, who are they? Grihabhrata, griham matinna krishne parato satova mitho vipaddito grihabhrata, adanta govhi visatam tamisam, punapunachar vitachar manana. This class of men, punapunachar vitachar manana. Punapuna Charvita Charmana means sense gratification. We can see in the Western countries how they are everywhere, how they are attached to sense gratification. Punapuna, the same thing. Just like sex life. Everyone has sex life. But still, they are not satisfied. And our country is not yet introduced, but they go to see naked dance. The same thing which he sees every night, he goes to see by paying some fees. This is called punapunacharvitacharva, chewing the tube. This class of men, punapunacharvita charvana, amatimna krishnai parato satova mithovi padrita grihabhrata. And Grihabhrata means those who have made their determination that we shall remain in this material world or in this family life. And we are not prepared to accept any other. The basic principle is that you remain family life for some time, not for all the days. Panchasadham vanam braje. As soon as he is 50 years old, he must give up. Compulsory. Therefore, we have got Vedic religion means varnasam dharma. Brahmachari, grihastha, manaprastha, sannyas. And Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So for Brahmana, the four ashramas are compulsory. He must become a brahmachari, then from brahmachari he becomes grihastha, then from grihastha he must become vanaprastha, then he must become a sannyasi. When he becomes a sannyasi, that is the sakta karmana, sakta sajana bhana. Sakta karmana. So long we are in this material world, we have to work. Karma. Karma means to gain some profit. Karma, karma, vikarma. Vikarma means against the law. Just like ordinary laws. If you are working honestly, business, karma, that's all right. But if you do something wrong, then you are punished. So karma and vikarma. Vikarma is punishment. Karma you can do. You write your own soap by working. You become big man. You become rich man. And you become poor man also by your karma. If you cannot handle your business nicely, then you become poor man. And if you can handle your business nicely, you become rich man. That is karma. Karma means you have to enjoy the result, fruitive result. That's called karma. And vikarma means punishable, papa. And akarma means you do something, but you are neither punishable nor reasonable. It is reasonable, practical. And that is bhakti, or satisfying Krishna. There is no result. There is result. Ultimate result is go back to home. But the materially, if you expect some material profit by becoming a devotee, that is not possible. That is not possible. Mahantabhyavicharani bhakti yogi najar sevati. Then you become above all the resultant action of karma. So, takta karma. Sannyasi means takta karma or takta sajana bandha. You cannot give up karma if you live with your relative, sajana, and bandhava, society, friendship, Allah. If you live, then you cannot give up karma. You have to do either karma or vikarma. But if you become sannyasi, then you become a karma. Whatever you do, it is for Krishna. And there is no reaction. Jagyasi karma, annatra karma bandhana. Karma is bandhana. Vikarma is bandhana. But akarma is not bandhana. Bandhana means bondage. So we have to act for Krishna. Jagyanta. Jagga means Krishna. Jagga means Vishnu. But people, Prahlad Maharaj say, nate vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu. These ordinary men, they do not know that their ultimate destination of life is to go back to Vishnu, go back to home, back to Godhead. Nate vidu. Why they do not know? Durasaya. Their hope is dura, very, durasaya means which cannot be fulfilled. You can hope something, but it is hoping against hope. It will never be fulfilled. That is called durasaya. Durasaya de bohiratthamaya. persons who are trying to become happy by adjustment of this bahiratta, external energy or the material energy, they do not know that happiness cannot be achieved without approaching Vishnu or God. They do not know it. Nati vidu. Sarthagatin. Everyone is thinking, I must first of all see my own interest. That's our life. But what is your interest that you do not know? First of all, try to understand what is your interest, but that you do not know. Because you are thinking falsely that by adjustment of this material atmosphere, I shall be happy. Everyone is trying. Nationally, individually, collectively, everyone is trying. But it is not possible. It will be frustration. Therefore, it is called bahiratma. So, why they are attempting this process which is meet with frustration? That is also said. Adanta govhi visadantam isram punap punachar vitacharpana. Because they cannot control their senses. Adanta. Adanta govhi. Go means indriya. Senses. And adanta means uncontrolled. Adanta govhi visadantam isram punap punachar vitacharpana. So in this way, we are being baffled in so many ways. The only rescue is Krishna. Therefore it is said, ananna bhavena, mai ananna bhavena, bhaktin kurvanti jiddhiram. That is the point. Virabhrita. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. You'll find parallel passages, the same thing, because Krishna, God cannot say anything contradictory. Whatever he has said, therefore Bhagavad Gita is a preliminary study of spiritual life. If you can understand Bhagavad Gita, then you can begin Srimad Bhagavatam. If you have not understood Bhagavad Gita, it is useless. You cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Just like Bhagavad Gita ends with the assertion of the Lord, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. Sarva-dharmān. We have created so many dharmas. Dharma cannot be so many. Dharma is one. A religious system. What is that religious system? The religious system, the author of religion. Author of religion, the author of law is government. Similarly, author of religion is God, Krishna, dharmantu sāksād bhagavat pranita. You cannot manufacture dharma, just like you cannot manufacture law at your home. That will be not feasible. That will be not useful for anyone. You can make thousands of laws. I think this should be done. That is the pattern now. Everyone thinks in his own way. And that is not philosophy, that is not law. I think, we think, no, you cannot think. What is your value? You are imperfect. Your senses are imperfect. How you can think perfect things? No, that is not possible. Therefore, we have to. Tadjiddhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadjyanam jnanina tattva darshina. You have to take knowledge from the tattva darshi, one who has seen the truth. Otherwise, you will be frustrated. Similarly, religion. Religion you cannot manufacture. This is our religion, this is this religion, that religion, that religion. So, that is not religion. Religion is this. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. Mai ananna bhāvena bhakti. This is religion. Anything else that is cheating, that is not religion. Therefore, if one can understand Bhagavad Gita perfectly, and he will take to this system of religion, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja, then he can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Because where Bhagavad Gita is ended, Srimad Bhagavat begins from that point. Because in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the introductory verse, they say, Dharma Prodhita Koitavo Atra Paramanin Masarana. This Srimad Bhagavatam is not ordinary type of religious system. Because from this Bhagavatam, Koitava, cheating type of religion, is completely separate, kicked out from Dharma Prajita, Koitava Atra. And upon this, the great commentator, Siddharsani, he says, Atra Mokho Vancha Oki Nirasa. And because we know dharma, artha, kam, moksha. So Siddhartha Swami says that dharma prodhita, because people are becoming religious for moksha, liberation. So Siddhartha Swami says that up to the end of moksha vansha, desire for liberation, that is also rejected. Because moksha is also not our ultimate goal of life. Moksha means to get relief from the material bondage. But if you do not get engagement of spiritual life, then moksha is also cheating because you will fall down again. I repeatedly say that cure of disease is all right. But after curing, if you are not engaged in your healthy activities, then that means that your disease is again will be relapsed. The Shastra says, therefore, Arujya Prichena Parama Padama Tata Patanti Adha. One, sometime after practicing much severe austerities and penances, he can approach the Brahma, Parampadam, that is Brahma, realization, or Brahma Do, the Patantiyodha, but from there also he will fall down. Why? Anadita Jismatam Raya, because they did not care to worship the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, Mayavadi is impersonal, it's a fall down. They cannot stay. It is not possible. Simply impersonal effulgence, Brahma effulgence, you cannot stay. You can, that example I have given many times, that you can go very high in this sky by your very powerful Sputnik and your ship. But if you have no place to stay there, then you come back again. Similarly, you can go to the Brahma effulgence, but within the Brahma effulgence, there are Vaikuntha planets, the spiritual world, there is Vaikuntha planets. If you have no stay in the Vaikuntha planets, then you will come down again to this material world. Therefore, ananya bhaktena bhavena bhaktin kudvanti dhiram. Virabhrata. Ananna Sintantamma Dijana Pujupad Tiham Nittari Juktana Juba Kimam Bahama Ananna Sintant. Simply thinking of Krishna. That will help you. Ananna Bhavi. This is sadhu. These are the sadhu. In the previous verse also, there were some description. Titikshava Karunika Suhira Sarodehina, Ajato Sattva Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. This is the beginning of sadhu. Because to come to this stage, Ananna Bhavena Bhakti Yogena, you have to tolerate so many things. Just like Pallan Mara, Ananna Bhavena Yogena, you are simply thinking of Narayana. How much trouble is there to undergo? Even by offered by his father. So you should be very much tithikshav. The matter, this material nature, will not give you freedom so easily. It will not be so much David Jesa Gunamaiva. Mamirapurde, if you become strong enough to capture the lotus feet of Krishna, then Mami Vajapurvadanti Mayamita, then Maya will be, no, he is very strong. I cannot anymore keep him under my clutches. So that is Ananna Bhavena. That is described. Ananna Bhavena Bhaktim Kudbanti Jivina. Matthite, for the sake of Krishna, one can give up everything. That is Ananna Bhav. The first class example is the gopis. They give up everything. Their family, their relatives, their husband, their sons, their father, their prestige, their honor, everything sacrifice simply for Krishna. That is the highest perfection. That is not possible for ordinary. But we can, if we follow the gopis' way of loving Krishna, then in that like the Goswamis, there is gopi bhavarasam mritabdil hari kallola magnao moho vanve rupa sanatana uravidivo sriji vokopa. It is possible if we follow the Goswamis. The Goswamis were ministers. Minister of Nawab Hussain Shah and the Bengal government in those days. Sanatana Goswami, very finance minister, chief minister, very important minister, and they give up everything. Takva tu namase samandala patisane sada tuchhava. While their determination to worship Krishna, they give up everything. Takva tu namase samandala patisane. Mandalapati means very big, big leaders. When one is minister, certainly he is connected with so many big, big men. So they were actually connected with that, but they gave up. Sada tucham, and most insignificant thing. And what was their next adoption? Na kapta turnamase samandalapati sanin sada tucham. Bhutya dina ganesako karunaya kopina kanthasito. Kopina. Simply loin cloth and underwear. Kopina kanthasito. And one quilt. Yes. Minimum necessities of the body. But how they lived, they are so big men, how they adopted such life and live. Because if a man, a rich man, adopts immediately renunciation, that affects his material condition of life. We have seen this life in Bengal, Siyada. He had 50,000 rupees income in those days and gave up everything and joined Gandhi's movement. He died within 1 year because he could not tolerate. So, without spiritual engagement, one cannot give up this material engagement. That is the real fact. One must takva tunna masesa mandala buddhi give up this material enjoyment. That's not life. That's how they live. Gopi bhavara samritabdil hari kallo namagnormo. They dip into the ocean of the transcendental loving affairs of the gopi Krishna. That was their effect. Therefore they live very peacefully and very happily. So we have to, we cannot simply give up. As it is said, that takta karma, give up of your engagement. And takta sajano bandhava, you'll become mad if you give up all these things. Unless you have got staunch faith in Krishna, then you cannot give up. It is not possible. Param dishtani vattate, if you find Krishna's association is so nice, then you can very easily give up your opponent position, sajana, bandhava, family, business and everything. If you know, that requires sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. To associate with sadhu devotee, then you can develop such thing When they will come, you will be able to give up everything and you become a liberated person, quite free for going back to home, back to God. Unless you are completely free, if you have got a tinge of attachment for material enjoyment, Krishna will give you a chance. All right, you enjoy. You enjoy to the fullest extent, because we have come to this material world for enjoying sense gratification. Krishna, Huliya, that is called Maya, illusion. It is not enjoyment, it is simply struggle. But one who comes to the sunset, this is simply struggle. Life after life, there is no enjoyment. Then he can become a devotee of Krishna. So that requires knowledge, association of sadhu, devotee, that is being explained by Kapil. Thank you very much.